before I started putting my portrait on Instagram, I actually submitted it to a bunch of magazines and contests, and I got like rejected from every single one. And I took that and I put that on Instagram, and was able to find a community who enjoyed the exact same work, but just because it's so subjective, right? So that's another reason why I like art, because there's no such thing as wrong art, it's just wrong audience.
Hello, and welcome back to another episode of the Dode Mode podcast. Joshua is a great longtime friend of mine, and he's doing great things. He has a lot of insight and is a very artistic guy. So I'm super excited to share this episode about all the stuff he's doing in poetry. A lot of people are super excited about this. He's gained a huge following very quickly, and yeah. Today, he's going to tell us kind of his story and how he's getting started. Thanks for listening.
Let's just jump right into it, eh?
Sweet, I'm ready.
Cool. Welcome to the podcast, Joshua. It's great to have you on.
Thank you.
I'm absolutely honored to be in your presence today, although virtually.
This is fair.
Can you get us started with a... just kind of a general introduction about yourself, your kind of history leading up to this point.
Okay. So, as Dorian mentioned, I'm Joshua. I was born in Nashville, but raised in London, Ontario, which is where I am now. I have many different hobbies, including guitar, traveling, and more recently, poetry. I just got back from a 3-month trip in Hawaii, which was a ton of fun. I met a lot of great people, learned a ton of new things. And then since then, have just been getting accompanied with normal life. And I recently started doing poetry on Instagram, which I found a little bit of success in. And so, yeah, that's where I am right now in my journey of life, if you will.
That's awesome. So, Josh, tell me about what attracted you to like kind of the language and the magic and the art of poetry. Like what got you interested in checking that out and making some of your own? I don't know. Tell me a little bit about
No,
that.
for sure, for sure. So it's actually been a long time coming. So I've always enjoyed poetry. I really like the literary arts, simply because anyone can do it, right? Like you don't have to be super skilled at drawing or music. As long as you can speak a language, you can write poetry, right? So I really enjoyed it younger because it was such an easy art form to contribute to. And then as you get older, you see like looking into like the poets of like 100, 200 years ago. It's so interesting because like their lives are so interesting. Like, poetry was so entwined with like their lifestyle of like, you know, the poet's lifestyle. I fell in love with it. So I've been writing for a little bit now, probably like seriously writing, probably like about a year or so, but I've always enjoyed poetry.
It's such an interesting kind of art. Or a way to express yourself, because it's like there's no right or wrong way to do it, you know?
Exactly. And that's part of why I like art in general, because it's subjective, right? So it's interesting, before I started, and I know we'll get into this later, before I started putting my poetry on Instagram, I actually submitted it to a bunch of magazines and contests, and I got like rejected from every single one. And I took that and I put that on Instagram, and was able to find a community who enjoyed the exact same work, but just because it's so subjective, right? So that's another reason why I like art, because there's no such thing as wrong art, it's just wrong audience. So that's another thing tying back into that.
Yeah, that's awesome. I remember reading one of your comments. Someone had commented and said, hey, I submitted a bunch of stuff and got pretty negative feedback, and I don't know exactly what the comment was saying, but they were feeling not great about what they had done. And then you replied with basically what you just told me, saying, you know, there's no right or wrong. Like if you're doing you, then you're doing the right thing, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. So let's talk a little bit about this new Instagram thing that you're posting. It's so fun just seeing the progress you're making. You're at like 100,000 followers already. Talk to me about that. How has that journey been?
Okay, so 97. I'm 3,000 away from 100,000. So I'm slowly crouching in on it. So like I said, it started really at the beginning of the year. At the beginning of the year, I just got back from an amazing trip in Hawaii, and realized it was time to start seeing like how much development I could get in my personal life through this year, specifically because I'm currently working a job at, but it's a part-time job, and I'm looking for another job. So in between that time of like not being full-time working, I wanted to make as many personal developments as I could. And one of those was poetry. I wanted to, because I had already always written poetry, I wanted to become published, whether that was just in a little contest or like a small website or like maybe even a bigger situation. I wanted to be a published poet by the end of the year. So I was going to give myself a year to complete this goal. And so, like I said, initially, I started by submitting my poetry to all these different sources until I pretty much exhausted that. And poetry, I think, is a very underrated art form. It's not necessarily as appreciated as other ones. So the amount of options you have to get published in it is very slim, even if it is just small websites. Like the amount of like small little like one guy operating a website places that I submitted to was like insane. And even then I didn't find any success. So from there I decided, okay, obviously my poetry isn't where it needs to be. And I want to keep creating. And I also like other creative endeavors such as making videos and graphic design, things like that. So maybe here's what I'll do. I'll start a page on Instagram where I can just post my poetry, and that will kind of serve as a motivator to write more and get feedback. Now, when I did that, I assumed like a max following of 1,000, you know, at like, you know, like I didn't think anything of it. The goal was not to was to gain like the followers. It was to just for myself, not only, it's interesting, not only create poetry and create more, but also be able to reference it like multiple years from now because it's up there. I kind of use it as free cloud storage, if you will, for a second there.
I like
So
that. I like that.
I did that, and I started just by posting pictures of poetry, and then I went out one day and actually filmed my first one. The video quality is like terrible. It's like the audio, the wind. I would have done so many things different, but you got to start somewhere. Posted that, posted a few more, and then I posted one. It wasn't even poetry. It was just me making a video about poetry. It was just like a little poetry edit, if you will. And I remember I posted it, and then by that night, so I posted it about like 3 o'clock. By that night, it got like 5,000 views, and I was freaking out. Like this is crazy. At that point, I had like 200 followers, and this is recent. Like this is probably March 10th. I'll have to go back and check, but I'm freaking out. Like 5,000 views. That's the craziest thing that's ever happened to me. And I went to bed. I woke up the next day, and it was at 16,000. I'm like, oh my goodness, this is like crazy. And I'm freaking out. Like all these comments, all the likes, and I'm just having the time of my life. I'm like, sure, whatever. Anyways, that video ended up going to about 500,000. Now it's at 1 million, but it went to 500,000. And because of that, it's interesting how the algorithm works. But because that people went to my page, not only followed me, but also watched the other videos, which kind of kicked, this is kind of like a full circle moment. It kicked that first video back into the algorithm. And that video is my best one. A little bit of bragging rights here. It technically went viral, which is the definition is 5 million views in under a week. And so that like original video of me like getting over like first of all the fear of kind of being in front of the camera and putting that on the internet, that kind of really took off. And then since then, I've just really been planning how to turn this page that's mine into more of like a community, as of less of just like me sharing my poetry. I also want to make it like open-ended for the people who follow. I have a bunch of different things planned, a bunch of different things, depending on how it goes. I'm trying to keep in mind that, like, you know, you can go up that fast, so you can come back down just as quick. So I'm trying to be careful about it, but I'm really excited to see where this goes next.
It does, based on kind of the engagement on a lot of your posts and stuff, it seems like you're really filling a space that people, that's been empty for a long time, that people are looking for this community. And clearly there's 97,000 people out there who want to be part of this community. So I think that's just awesome. Has there been any pressure? Like, do you feel like you've you felt like you have to change what you're doing at all because you've got such a big audience so quickly?
It the pressure comes from, okay, so there's always this battle of the creator and the sustainer, right? The creator just wants to create things like how I originally intended it, just for myself, just write my own stuff, post it out there. Whereas the other side of me now is like treating this more of like, how do I beat the algorithm on the next video, right? So all the pressure I get, I really mostly put on myself. Just in like, okay, I need to plan this to launch this to do this. How do I do better than the last one? And I really need to take that back into the only reason I made it in the first place was because I was genuine and I was doing it for myself. And even if the page fails, at the end of the day, as long as I do it for myself and I'm genuine, my original goal of having that there for, 20 years to look back on is always going to be there. So don't create content for the results, create it for the content itself. And that's pretty much the most, that's like the biggest thing as far as pressure goes.
That's such a powerful insight because, we've all seen lots of artists of all different types. They have started out just doing what they love, and then they get found and they blow up, and then their stuff kind of drops off. It's not so genuine. Maybe a
Exactly.
big record label picks up a musician, and then they change all their music to fit what's popular and stuff. So I think that's awesome that you're recognizing that and trying to do your best to hold true to what you started with. That's awesome, man.
Yeah, thank you.
Can you walk me through a little bit like the process of writing a poem? And then like part two of that question, are these poems like are they based on real life stories or like stuff that's happened to you? Can you kind of touch on that
Yes,
as well
okay, for sure, for sure.
as just how like how you actually go about writing a poem, how long it takes, what you do, all that kind of
Okay.
stuff.
So there's about as many different answers to this question as poems I've written. Like no two are always going to be the same, right? But typically it will kind of start, I'll either start with a concept or like a concept or a line. So sometimes I get a line that I really like, and then I'll build a concept around that. And then create the poem. Sometimes I start with a concept that I really like and create a good, like every poem has to have that one line that really connects with the audience, and then build a poem around that. So you have to have like a good phrase and a whole concept to back it up. So whichever one I get first is what I start with, and then I go from there. Usually the writing process, it can take any amount of time. Typically though, I do put like a solid 1 to 1.5 hours like minimum, just to kind of like write it all through, then proofread it, then kind of change some vocabulary, make sure it's like as high quality as I can. But some have taken me up to like 3 days, and some I have that I started like a week ago that I'm like, I'm just gonna put this away until I have like more to build on it. Like I'm not getting any more like creative flow in that direction, so I'm just gonna like, so I have a few, it's kind of hard to completely understand. But as far as the actual writing process, I usually go out in nature because I find it very inspiring. Sometimes I'll go in my room listening to music, and then from there, just kind of I use sticky notes and I'll write down one verse and I'll stick it on the next one, stick it on, and then I rearrange them to how I like them until eventually I write that on paper, and then I take that, type it into the computer, and then from there I'll go and create the video. So that's kind of my process of writing. So it's but of course it always starts with like being inspired by something, developing a small idea, a concept, taking that into multiple verses, organizing that until the final product. And then to answer the second question, is everything based on real events? Okay, and again, there's different answers for this one as well. I would say probably 80% of what I write is based on real events. But most of them are based on like how kind of I feel. And some of them are events that I have not experienced, but I know other people have, and it would resonate with people in like a positive way because they have experienced it. But the majority, I try to keep it as true to what I've experienced as much, because that will be the most impactful, I think. But there are definitely some poems I've written and posted that I've posted because I know other people have experienced certain things and I want it to resonate with them in a positive manner.
That's beautiful. I love that. Can we rewind to your first section of your answer there, where you were talking about how you'll usually have one line that you think will really resonate with people or kind of anchors the poem, maybe. Have you ever seen people tend to kind of parrot like the most meaningful part. They'll comment, blah, blah, blah. Oh, that was so beautiful or whatever. Have you ever noticed people picked up on a line that you didn't think was really the anchor line, and people found it especially meaningful, so kind of surprisingly to you?
I'm trying to think of specific examples, but I think in my one of my more recent ones, I kind of thought the whole I can't remember exactly. I'm blanking out, but I thought the whole like concept was at the end of the poem, but really everyone in the comments really liked the beginning. And so it's always interesting to see that because as a creator, you kind of have this idea for how people will perceive your art, but really they have their own idea on how to perceive it. And it's so beautiful to see all those different angles and how you have one big pizza and everyone taking a different slice about what they appreciate. And I love that. I really enjoy that. And I always love it when there's like a lot of times there's people with like a bunch of different so like one guy will comment, I really like this part, the other guy will comment, I really like this. So it's just kind of goes back to that idea of like a giant pizza and everyone taking what's most meaningful to them.
That's super cool. I love that. Have there been any movies or books or music that really inspire you?
Okay, that's a good question. I have a couple like general poetry books that like it's a combination of many different poets that I enjoy. I'm blanking on the name of it, but that inspires me as well as the big of the three, the biggest is music. I really enjoy music. I like playing guitar. I think music is so inspirational on how it can put your mind in a certain feeling. And so I would say music was the would be the biggest one as far as inspiration in poetry. Whereas like movies would be more like on the videography side of things. Like when I set out, it's interesting because I really enjoy all the creative arts. And so to really get out there a bit, my idea was I really enjoy videography, but no one would watch that. Because this is after I kind of decided, like, hey, maybe this is going somewhere. I'm like, no one would watch that because I'm not the best videographer out there. There's so many better ones on Instagram. And I really like the performing arts, but no one would watch that because there's so many better, monologues and acting performances out there. And I really like poetry. And some people might watch it, but I'm definitely not the best poet out there. But if I can combine all three of those talents, even though I'm not the best at all of them, I've just made myself accessible to a niche audience because I'm combining cinematography with poetry with performing arts, right? And so it kind of creates this unique hamburger that only I, not only I, but that I offer to the audience. So I would say movies definitely inspire the videography side of things, whereas songs and music usually inspire the poetry side of things. And specific movies, I'll just say this, my favorite movie is Interstellar, and my favorite director, Christopher Nolan.
Cool. That's awesome. What type of music do you listen to? And then also, how you sort of were talking about this already, but how do you think your kind of former history in the performing arts or performing arts, what did you call it that? Yeah. So like what would your history in those arts, how does that kind of inform or change your poetry? I think you kind of touched on that already.
Okay. And then what was the first you there was a first question there. What was that first one again?
Specifically, what type of music do you listen to?
Okay, music. This is interesting because so I have a specific playlist that I'll usually play when I'm writing poetry. And it consists of a couple different artists. I really enjoy Passenger. I think he's very inspirational. He has a very nice tone, especially in his voice, very nice tone, very inspiring. So I have a specific playlist I listen to when I'm writing poetry, a lot of Passenger on there. I can actually just pull it up and double check here.
Yeah, please do.
I really enjoy Zach Bryan. Hozier, I also really enjoy. Noah Kahan, a little bit there. So those are kind of the singer-songwriters that I listen to when I'm writing poetry. But it's funny because my actual music taste is kind of all over the board. To give you an example, like my Spotify Wrapped this year was Fleetwood Mac, Kanye West, and Zach Bryan. So very, very diverse music taste.
That's cool. That's I like that. And actually there's this kind of been this new wave of kind of alternative folky music that's been really cool. It's almost very poetic in
It
nature, you
is.
know?
It is.
So people like Zach Bryan and I don't know. There's a ton of names out there and everybody knows what I'm
Yes,
talking about.
naturally.
But it's very cool how those are kind of closely related. And then I liked what you were talking about before, how you've been able to take your kind of talents or interests and mesh them together into something that's hasn't really been done a lot or hasn't been done before very much. So I love that, man. That's awesome.
Thank you. Yeah.
What advice would you give to someone who wants to get into poetry and hasn't, maybe they've written some stuff in their bedroom, but they're not feeling, or they haven't felt brave enough to like share it or let anyone read it or something, or they just haven't even gotten started. What kind of advice would you give to someone like that?
Okay, so obviously there's many different answers depending on where you are. But overall, the biggest thing is start reading poetry. Like any poets out there's a ton of great ones, even on Instagram. If you just like find, like for example, Whitney Hanson was a huge inspiration for me. Probably one of the bigger poets on Instagram. And so if you just, go to a page like that and scroll through it and then hear the poetry, hear the rhyming patterns, the different schemes, as well as reading it. That will give you an introduction to what it is, right? You can't make a movie unless you watch a movie. And from there, then I would go on to just start writing. And it doesn't have to rhyme, it doesn't have to be perfect. Just start writing. And then from there, start writing something else. Now try to rhyme a few sentences. Now maybe you're into more spoken word and you don't enjoy the rhyming as much. So there's no wrong answer, but you'll never get going at something unless you actually start. So the biggest thing would actually be to start writing. Start reading poetry, and then from there, like that's how I did it. From there, you get feedback from people you trust, people who have your best interest in mind, who aren't gonna like totally lie to you, and just say, oh, it's amazing. And then from there, then you keep going and keep going, and then obviously you'll get better. Just like any skill, right? You just got to start somewhere. So that's what I would say. And then as far as like having the confidence to share that, you can, there's many, like I said, there's many places you can share with your family, close friends, whoever you feel comfortable with. But if you want to get out there on like social media, you could always do it anonymously, put it under, a different name and just see what people will feel. But very, very quickly, you will get the confidence. I guarantee that. Like, I remember the first video I did, I was like totally like terrified. But now I kind of have built that confidence over the last few. So you will get the confidence.
You touched on how you can't totally listen to like just your mom because she's gonna think everything is awesome. But that's what's cool about you being able to grow a following is you see people actually like what I'm doing. That's awesome. You know, it's not
Yes,
just like my grandma is watching all my videos and
exactly.
liking
Which there's
everything.
nothing wrong with that either,
Totally.
but yeah, no, I totally see what you're saying.
And along with that, you're gonna get people who are jealous or aren't into poetry, maybe, and they think what you're doing is cringe or what. You're gonna get the haters, right? That's
I've had a fair amount of those,
all part of the
for
package.
sure.
I've seen a few people. I love stalking your comment sections. It's
Fair enough.
it's
Fair
awesome. It's
enough.
very, very encouraging, actually. But I've seen a couple of kind of negative comments, and I actually recognized one account that I've seen in other comment sections that's
Really?
just totally a troll. So it's super interesting. Like these people, you know, it's their form of entertainment is saying negative stuff online. So
Exactly.
that's totally fine. And it doesn't actually mean anything to you as the creator, you know? So that's awesome.
Yes. Yeah. And with that, like you can totally tell who like who's just trying to get attention and who actually like, because I've had so many comments that are like, hey, constructive criticism, I noticed this, or I noticed the music was one big one. I posted a video and the music was too loud. So that was a big thing. And people were very kind about, hey, the music's too loud in this one. Or, oh, you might want to be a little careful when you do the captions because I've noticed some spelling mistakes. Or, hey, if you zoom out a little bit, or like just different things like that. So you can, the people you want to listen to, you can easily filter through like what's negative, what's just too negative, what might be a little too blatantly positive, and then what's actually like the good advice in between. Like anyone with relative discernment would be able to figure that out. So I wouldn't worry about that either.
Absolutely. That's awesome. All right, Josh, is there anything else you'd kind of like to add for listeners before we wrap up here?
Let me take a quick second here. Just I would say a little, I'll say one more thing for like creatives and people who want to create out there. And that would be not so much a call to action, but kind of like a, hey, like put yourself out there. Like we very much live in like a consumer culture where, 1% of creators create content for 99% of consumers. And while that's, I'll be quite honest, that's not ideal. I think we should like have a balance of like creating and consuming so that, because if you live in just a consuming culture, naturally you'll only take the ideas and the opinions and perspectives of the creators. So if you have any creative talents, I would definitely say like get out there and start creating something. Not only will you appreciate it, like I said, years down the road when you look back on those, like it doesn't have to be on Instagram, but when you look back on those different projects you did, but also I think it's so meaningful to yourself, but also like I would never have guessed like the people I could reach in touch with my poetry and like all the messages I get, like, hey, thank you, you kind of got me back into this. So yeah, just a little bit of a call to action. Like if you can create, do it and share that with the world because it's beautiful.
That is beautiful. And share your stuff with the hashtag culture of poets. Is that right?
Culture of poetry. Yeah, culture
Yeah,
of
man.
poets.
Yeah, I love that. That just to touch on that quickly, there's such a giant ocean of just endless, memes and internet stuff. Like, I love the idea of trying to bring that back to a positive place of like people contributing art and poetry and cool stuff. Like, I don't know, just it's like bringing it back from all the just the dumb memes and stuff that are kind of tearing
Yes.
us apart and
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
wrecking our attention spans and stuff.
It's brutal. It's a problem. It's so addictive. But yeah, definitely. Yeah, no, for sure.
Awesome. Well, I love what you're doing, Josh. Thank you so much for coming on the podcast. And
Thank
we'll
you for
keep in touch,
having
man.
me. Okay, perfect. Thank you so much, Dorian.
Cool.
Okay, you take care now.
All right, bye, man.
Bye.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode of the Dode Mode Podcast. I have been Dorian, your host, and this was a super fun conversation for me. I feel like Josh shed a lot of light on kind of the joys and the beauty of the world of poetry, and I hope this inspires you to get out there and write some creative words. Put down some thoughts on paper, I'll leave links to Josh's socials in the description, and I'll hope to see you guys again soon. Thanks so much. Bye-bye.